Louis Bell, the Baffin's Melton Rover manager, joins me. Louis, their result was 5-1. That's going to cause a lot of eyebrows to be raised. You've just beaten Salisbury 5-1. What impressed you most of all tonight?
Well, I don't think it's what's impressed me. We set out our stall. We set out our stall at the beginning of the season, as you know, last season as well. The boys here now know what I expect. We've got players here now. You know, we changed the whole 11 players at the second half. And you get the performance like that. Every one of these are chasing places. They know what they've got to do to what I want them to achieve. And every time you test the boys, they come up trumps.
You've now seen most of your players, if not all of them, in pre-season. Do you know your starting 11 for Saturday?
Yeah, well, I know my starting 11. I know the squad that I want to take. But let me tell you, all these boys that are playing, first team and reserves, every one of them has got a chance. I'm a great believer, square pegs, square holes, round pegs, round holes. You've seen it tonight. If we do happen to get an injury to one of the front players, we've got other players to step in. We've got injury players to our midfield players. We've got players to step in. We, you know, back four. And so on it goes.
I can pick out three players tonight. It'll be Harry Potter, obviously, taking the plaudits. I'll come on to him in a moment. For me, I thought the 11, Ryan Pennery, the skill that he showed on the ball, I thought he did well. Would you have picked out anybody else?
To be fair, I think they've all done well. I particularly like George Thomas, a young lad we've picked up. And he's been watching him. He's getting better and better every week, every time he plays. He's a young lad. And I just think he's going to just improve. Same thing with the Ryan Pennery situation. I had Ryan when I was a Pompey coach. He didn't quite make it for where he was. Everyone kept saying his size, but his ability, as you've seen tonight, the matter if defenders are 6'4", he causes people problems. But generally, all round, every player that's played first half and second half, and the football as well, Lee, we've not just won that by, the effort, it's the football we've played and the goals we've scored tonight again, as everyone's seen.
People have labelled Baffin's as a hard tackling side, sometimes a disgrace with their tackles. I've seen Baffin's over pre-season and the football has been fantastic.
Lee, we compete. Sides come in, they think they're going to roll us over, beat us up because we play football. That doesn't happen. We've got players like Jamie White. Tyler Yates, I think, has been absolutely outstanding. Brought in the boy Danny Alden. Danny Alden's been, it's a great signing for us. And we were at Louis Castle's tonight, and poor old Louis broke his arm, and he's going to be out probably for 6 months,
How much of a blow is that to your preparation?
It's massive for us. I rate Louis so highly. The fact that I've signed him was a great, great plus for Baffin's. And I was really excited. And then he's gone and done that. Now, we're going to be without him for 6 months. But we've got to go on again. And you've seen these players tonight again. We can mix it if we have to mix it. But primarily, we play football. And we beat sides, we're playing football. We beat Blackfield and Langley, their first team again, because they haven't got a reserve side. We beat them 4-1. And again, people are going to look at us. And you've seen the situation we've got here now. The floodlights are on. The ground, Salisbury, put a good few fans down. This was ideal for us tonight, and appreciate Salisbury as well. I thought they played the game in the right spirit tonight. They played football, and we've competed and come out 5-1 winners.
Let's talk about the ground, Louis. I've been at the club probably about a year on and off. I've seen a transformation. Obviously, you've been here a lot longer. The club's only been going since 2011. 5 years. We've got floodlights on the council pitch.
We're here now. We've only been here 18 months. The transformation from up the top pitch to down here now. And you see yourself. That's just Josh Madison, my...
that would have been caught. Cool.
What we've done here is what the boys have achieved. And that's what tonight was about, really. We've had the Lord Mayor come down and... Councillor Donna Jones, and
she was really impressed by what had happened.
She hasn't seen it. A lot of people, this is the first time they've seen this. The lights are blaring out now, and you're looking across a football pitch there now that's quite fit for Wessex. And we just want to go on, and we're looking forward to the Sydney's Wessex League, hopefully we can kick on again.
Let's talk about the Sydenham's Wessex League. So much to talk about. Before we do an interview, I need to ask you, obviously, about the Sydenham's Wessex League. It's a massive step up. There's so much to do off the pitch. But on it, for you and Gordon, your assistant, talk to me about your plans and aspirations for this season, Louis.
The great thing for me is Gordon McGinn. You know, I love Gordon bits. He's been with me wherever I've been, and I trust the boy implicably. And I think, you know, he shows the lads love him. The lads love him. His coaching knowledge is absolutely second to none. You know, he lacks a little bit of confidence, but when you're around sides like this, you've just got to gain the confidence. And you can see, I mean, I've been lucky. I've been managed Wessex Premier League side. And so I know what to expect in the Wessex Prem. And the Wessex one now, I know that's going to be a real tough battle. Handball, a great side. Follins are going to be playing. I think they got beat actually last night, their first game. So we just take each game as it comes, try and win the games, and just try and keep there, make sure we're top three and end the season.
I do need to ask you about East Calsfix. That's not going to be an easy game. They're going to be up for it against the newly promoted side. Is there any danger that they're going to take Baffins lightly?
I think there are people who do. They look at us, we've just come up from the Hampshire League. People think we're minnows. You know, maybe we are minnows. You know, we're virgin boys in this league because none of these boys, a lot of these boys haven't played. But when you've got players like Musselwhite playing for you, the boy Tyler Yates, as I say, I've got no fear of actually playing in there. We respect every side that we're going to be playing against. But Jackie's and players like that want to sign for the club now and want to come and play for Baffins Milton Rovers. Whereas before, when I first turned up here, we had six players training.
Louis, thank you so much for the chat. We'll catch you on Saturday.
Lee, and welcome you aboard, mate, because I think you're going to do a terrific job for us as well, so we're going to have a great signing.
Cheers, mate. Thanks very much.